Returning, please, to the book of Psalms. I want to read with you particularly the Psalm 123. Psalm 123. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of servants look unto the hand of their masters, and as the eyes of a maiden unto the hand of her mistress, so our eyes wait upon the Lord our God, until that he have mercy upon us. Have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy upon us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scorning of those that are at ease, and with the contempt of the proud. This psalm, as you will see from its heading, is one of the songs of degrees. They start there at the Psalm 120, and the songs of degree run through to Psalm 134. They're a special part of the Psalter. And it's believed that when the pilgrims were going up to the temple in Jerusalem to worship, that these psalms formed the song of praise that they offered to God as they made their way closer and closer to the temple and the place of worship. You'll notice that Psalm 120 starts with distress and trouble. They're far away now, if you like, from the house of God. They're just starting their journey. They're coming out of trouble. They're going up to meet with God. And out of their distress and trouble, they're looking for a blessing from the Lord as they go up to Jerusalem to worship. Psalm 121. You'll notice how it opens. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills. You can see the pilgrims coming out of Israel, and away far in the distance they see the hills, the hill of Zion, the place that was central in the worship of Israel. For God dwelt there in his Shekinah glory, and they would come up as circumstances permitted them. Some every year, others not able to do that. But it was a landmark spiritually in the life of an Israelite to make the journey to Jerusalem. And away in the distance he sees the hills. And he's lifting up his eyes. Out of the trouble, out of the distress, out of the pain, he's looking up. And we need to look up. He looked to the hills. Look at Psalm 122. He's got his eyes a little bit more focused here. He says, I was glad. He's getting out of the distress now. He's getting nearer to the Lord now. He says, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. He's got beyond the hills and he sees now the temple. He sees the house of God. And he's rejoicing. For here his soul will be blessed. Here God has covenanted to meet with him and to bless him as he waits before God in the holy temple. His eyes first on the hills, his eyes secondly on the house. But then look at our psalm. Unto thee lift I up mine eyes, O thou that dwellest in the heavens. He's got beyond the hills, he's got beyond the house. He's got to the heavens. His eye is upon the Lord. Yes. And may we, as we come to remember him this morning, get beyond the mountain, get beyond the house, much as we love the house of God and the household of faith that live there.
Amen.
Let's get beyond that. And let's just place our eyes on him.
Praise God.
You'll be satisfied. You'll be blessed. If you get your eyes off man and get your eyes on him and worship, the only true
Amen.
And the living God.
Praise His name.
May we get our eyes upon the cross,
Amen.
The bleeding sacrifice, the great price paid for our salvation.
Glory.
And within these hearts of ours, may that song of adoration, that song of praise rise up from a redeemed heart to give all the glory and all the honour to Him who loved us
Amen.
And who gave Himself for us.
Amen.
May God bless His word
yes.
and bless our time spent here yes. in His presence at this table. Let us unite our hearts together in prayer and in thanksgiving before the Lord. This is the Lord's table for the Lord's people.
Amen.
For those who know Him personally and love Him with all their hearts,
yes.
whose desire is to live to His glory, to be an epistle of Christ. We'll only be that as we keep our eye on Him and know Him as He is. We're here especially to think about His sufferings.
Amen.
The body broken, the blood that was shed for our salvation. Let us give thanks. And one of our brethren is going to give thanks for the bread, the mere token, symbol of that holy, blessed body given to the Son, in which He might suffer the agonies of a cross of death and sufferings for each one of us. Let us all seek the Lord and give thanks together.
Praise His name.